It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
There's a very ancient legend about a Persian ruler who had four sons. His sons were often critical of other people. This was a habit which the father detested very much, so he decided to teach his sons a lesson about being critical. One winter, he sent one of the sons on a journey to look at a mango tree. During the following spring, he sent another of the sons to visit the very same tree. When summer came, he sent the third son to see the tree, and finally, that fall, he sent the fourth son to see the tree. Then the wise old king called all the sons together and asked them about the mango tree. The one who went in the winter described the tree as an old stump. The son who went in the spring said that the tree didn't look like an old stump, but that it was a very beautiful green. The third son said that both of the reports were wrong. He was the son who had visited the tree in the summer, and he said that the tree was covered over with beautiful blossoms. Finally, the fourth son spoke up, the one who had visited the tree during the autumn. He said the tree had fruit which tasted like the finest of all fruits. After his sons had made their report, the father spoke. Each of you has told what you saw, and each of you is right. The difference is that each of you saw the tree at a different season. People are like that mango tree. They are bad and good. They are ugly and beautiful. You can see them in different seasons. Try to see each person as the last of you saw the mango tree at its best. Well, the truth of the matter is that each of us are both good and bad, beautiful and ugly. We can, if we desire, look for the bad and ugly in people. And if that is what we desire to see, then that is what we will see. But if we have enough love in us, we can also see the good and beautiful in people. It all depends on what we're looking for. None of us are without faults. It is true that our faults may not be the same as those of others, and it's equally as true that our faults may not be as glaring as those of others. But in either case, we cannot deny our faults. Carry criticism in your attitude if you desire. It will in no way benefit you. It will not gain for you any friends nor respect, neither will it make you a better person. It will only serve eventually to lead you to loneliness. For throughout the world, you cannot find one person who enjoys the company of a continual critic. If you desire to enjoy people and have people enjoy you, then you must look for the good and beautiful. If you want a poem for it, here it is. There's so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us, that it hardly becomes any of us to talk about the rest of us. And if you want a scripture for it, here it is. First, remove the log which is in your eye, and then you can see to remove the speck which is in your brother's eye.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.